was a very special song and lady about sisters, the power of sisters. And I have many beautiful, powerful sisters out there that helped me along the way. And just a big shout out to all of them. And yeah, so we're going to carry on our show, and we're going to get to the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach soon. And we'll be coming up on that pretty soon, so we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to get on with the show, and we're going to play the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, and his song is from the Bucketheads, Got Myself Together. It's a pretty classic one, very upbeat and uplifting, so have a listen and enjoy, everyone.
Got myself together. Thank you.
right, we're back. That was the Bucketheads, Got Myself Together, an old classic from, I think, the 80s. So pretty awesome music, pretty inspiring. And we have my brother, Shkwait Shakhlak from Kwaishkana, BC. And for people that don't know him out there, he's an extreme survivalist of the Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the forest fires of a couple of years ago, and also the big flood of a couple of years ago. And yeah, he's always striving to get better and better each day, and keeps on inspiring me and many others. So how are you doing, Shkwaisht?
I'm doing a little better. Now it's too hot.
yeah, it's it's always a battle. Either it's too hot or too cold.
yeah. Too wet or too dry.
yeah. So we have a subject today, and it's on Women's History Month, and we'd love to get your input on that.
We think Mother's Day is the date to celebrate women, but there's a lot of women that aren't mothers. You know, we've got some aunts, some sisters, some nieces, great aunts that didn't have children, so. You know, and they all help raise us.
Mm.
I don't know how to part that into history other than, you know, them getting their voting rights and various other rights, you know, equal pay and whatnot.
Well, it is such an important thing that you're bringing up, because they're so into our lives that they really affect us and nurture us, and like you said, they've been around us and helped us throughout our lives, and it's just important to, you know, acknowledge them and thank them and be appreciative towards their efforts and their kindness and affection. And I'm really thankful that you brought that up and let that be known, because it's so true. Not every single woman is a mother, but they have that instinct that they spread and share to all of us.
Time goes by so quick that, you know, I didn't even know it was Women's History Month.
Mm.
You know, I thought we were still on Pride Month or Black History Month. I'm just thankful that at least we can acknowledge him in our speech and thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other than that, you know, they need to be made to feel special, you know, because we take them for granted.
Yes.
We take our aunts, mothers even, and sisters, and nieces, we take them for granted every now and then, you know. Well, I don't anymore, because they've been helping me get better. as well as that, all the men in my life helping too. But up until then, you know, I was a single man, didn't care for anything but myself. So, yeah, so the women through all history that helped develop these medicines and whatnot helped try cure us, you know, and the women that are out there trying to help battle, depression. And
yeah. Just a big
other things like that.
Yeah, a big use boost of humanity.
Yeah.
And a lot of it goes to the other half of us, and we really appreciate and love them all for it. So, I really appreciate your input and your thoughtfulness towards them, and it's just always appreciated. And we thank you for coming on and joining us live and sharing your music and sharing your thoughts. It's always very inspirational and gives us a boost of an injection of positivity, and we're always looking forward to it.
I thank you and the crew there and the listeners for all your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers and love. I send it all back hundredfold.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Okay, so I guess we're going to have to let you go for now, and we're looking forward to hearing you from you again next week, and lots of love, and get out there and get some exercise on your bike if you can, and have a great week and great weekend.
Yeah, you guys there too.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, talk to you later. Bye for now. All right, that was Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkana, BC, and always a pleasure and honor to listen to him and his words and his music. So we're going to carry on the show, and we're going to get to Lady Fahima coming up next. And we're going to play a song, special song for her from Celine Dion. And it's My Heart Will Go On. And it's from the Titanic. And it's a remix techno for her. So let's have a listen. Enjoy, everyone.
Oh,
right, we're back. That was Celine Dion, one of the most powerful, well-known, famous vocalists of all time. You can play her music anywhere in the world and people will recognize her. Such a powerful inspiration to a lot of people, including Lady Fima. And we have with us Lady Fima right with us right now. So how are you doing, Lady Fima?
Hello, hello, dear chief and wonderful team and your respected listener across the country and outside of the country as well. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Yes, and a big shout out and acknowledgement to Magnus Conovar, Jesse, Robin.
Absolutely.
All the volunteers up here that help us continue on and keep bringing good positivity and incredible amounts of good other programs that are going on too. So we really thank them and appreciate them. So, yeah. And so we have a subject on Women's History Month, and we'd love to hear from you on that.
You always surprise me. You have a wonderful surprise each time for the subject you are choosing. It's very beneficial and also good practice for the brain and action as well. Because when the words, in my opinion, they are very powerful. And when we start our action, it's always starting, we talk about it. Then we talk about it, then eventually it goes to the action. And that is the time we reach the goal. And that is the part of the victory. When we become active towards something positive or something that is our goal, basically. The history of the women, it came to my mind which one should I choose, because this station has been established by the proposal, has been provided by Councillor Ferry, and the wonderful team accompanied this station with a lot of devotion, with a lot of passion and love. Please allow me to talk about her. As a female, she made the history before she leaves the Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in any action, in any talk, when I grab my pen and paper just to gather all these, information and the history that I have from her, she is guiding me from high above. It's not really me. I'm just delivering the message. The bravery of Councillor Ferry is the history. 43 years of her services in this blessed land with the indigenous people. From the day she landed, from the day she put her feet on this blessed land, Canada, she was engaged immediately regarding the justice, working with the justice system to get the rights of the indigenous people, Aboriginal people. And she has traveled, in many reservations. 19 tribes have been adopted her at their own tribe. And for 14 years, at the very earliest stage of her life in Persia, in back home Persia, Iran, Tehran, she was a student of high school. She became a speech writer for the authority of the province, basically, in south of Iran, Ahvaz, that she was living very shortly in over there. A part of her grew up was down in Ahvaz. And also as a volunteer reporter, at her time, it was a revolution and she was visiting as a reporter. She was visiting the prisoners in cells. It came, her bravery, the power of her speech and writing. It was at the front page of the magazine, of daily magazine, like Province, if I give you the example, like Province in Canada, that everybody read that paper every day. Mm-hmm. And she became at the front page of this kind of magazine back home. And then at the age of 18, she did that moving. So she from Tehran, she is from South Ahvaz. She had to come to Tehran for 6 months to get the training of the DAP moving. And after, because she took a loan, she married, she wasn't able to continue her talent in that space.
That was dubbing? That was dubbing field? Was that in the movies?
The DAP moving was in back home. It was in back home. She continued to do so before she left the country. And she was very much indeed engaged with that one. And that was another part of her talent. And in Canada, you travel many provinces in Yukon, Alaska, Australia, U.S. These are on top of my head, that I could gather that she visited in Ottawa. She visited the indigenous people, and the history as a female is very remarkable. Her bravery, and she was a visionary, positive visionary, and a proposal writer for the authority of the country. And she, and even at her high school, she was the MC as a welcomer to the family, royal family, when they were visiting the province in South. So she has huge impact of her role and her activity because she was thinking positive.
Yeah. I know she was always into a lot of justice too. And she wrote a script called Blood Givers. And that was the name of the song. And it was for her script that was called Silent Crimes Broken. And she wanted everyone to be aware of all the crimes that have gone on in this land and throughout the world, not only just here in Canada. But she did emphasize, especially on the residential school kids that, went through all of what they went through, torture, rape, and just very crimes against humanity, even murder. And so she was always bringing those things out, and she had no fear. She was very strong and courageous, and she always wanted that to be made aware, and she never wanted anything to be forgotten, like the women that suffered down in Picton Farm, and it's just right here local, and many people don't even know and realize about that. Some people can live on the same street and don't know, and it's a shame. It should be known all the time and shouldn't be forgotten. All these things need to be remembered so they'll never be repeated. And that was her goal and her aim, and it always made me very aware of it all, and it made me responsible. And I wish to continue her legacy in doing all that and making it aware for the suffering, especially of the Native women here that have gone through, they're still going through a lot of misery and crimes against humanity, and they shouldn't be forgotten, and they should be made aware throughout the world, and especially here in our own land. So thank you for sharing and bringing those things out, and not helping us to remember and continue that history and remembering all of what she did, and tried to follow in those same footsteps, going through her legacy, and bringing some extreme humanity and compassion to the lands and to the world, and for the whole universe to enjoy.
Thank you very much for completing my session, because she has done so much, and absolutely Just allow me to invite each one of the wonderful listeners with the Counselor Fairy's energy, the positivity that she has, to invite each one of you to fly high, and catch your dream, dream big, because the dream, it brings the hope. Mm-hmm. And the hope, it brings the life, and with the living, roll over, make the best of your journey on this Mother Earth, on this planet, and make that difference, being you and being wonderful. And thank you very much for the opportunity you always
beautiful.
Provide for me. Thank
beautiful,
you.
Wonderful. We really appreciate you and thank you. And we're going to have to say bye for now. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon.
Thank you. Likewise, thank you very much for having me.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a great weekend and great week.
Likewise. Thank you kindly.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Fahima with great words and wisdom. So we're going to say bye for now to everyone. We're going to play a song, Justin Brave, Evergreen, and it's a pick from Mary, our public relations of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. So here goes. Enjoy, everyone. And come back next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
I was raised in the ways of the evergreen. Them cold days, they were made for remembering. Time's gone, but I'm here, that's my everything. No regrets, those mistakes shape my energy. I was raised in the ways of the evergreen. Them cold days, they were made for remembering. Time's gone, but I'm here, that's my everything. No regrets, those mistakes shape my energy. No question, the blood's been drank. Back from the dead, so I take that back. River go by and I say my thanks. Canvas of life, I say that's blank. Brush that paint, that turn that crank. Walk that plank, you grab that shank. What you gonna say when you hear that clank? And the cell door close on what you think? War should not be normalized. Scars upon these shores of mine. Far beyond the normal ride. Stand again, we're horrorized.
And by the way, Mary saved my life, so big appreciation to her.
Fortress has been fortified. 4, 5, 9, and 9. 30-06 when the sun arrived. 22 birds gonna die tonight. Clash.